So how about them tolls? There's a new study out from Sacred Heart University. It says 59% of residents oppose tolls.
Well, there you go. The ayes have it.
34.7% in favor.
What are these people?
But I'd like to know what the qualifiers were. Because I feel like if you ask the proper questions before you qualify people to be a part of the study, I think you'd eliminate a lot of this 34%. Do you own a car?
Right.
Do you work? Do you have a family to support? Do you use the highways? Do you realize all the side streets are going to be congested? Do you realize all the prices of everything are going to go up?
Are you staying here?
Bing, 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 bing. Do you have a car?
Right.
Do you work?
Right.
Those two, you have to qualify.
Have to.
Get through.
Otherwise, like, well, have a nice day.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a family to support?
Exactly.
I mean, if you sit in your apartment every day and you don't go anywhere, of course you're going to be for tolls.
Yeah,
you're
no
still
care.
Stupid because everything else is going to go up. When you do get out of your apartment
right.
or wherever,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pay through the nose
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you haven't done that math yet.
No.
Right.
Sure, the trucks will just absorb all the costs and not pass savings down to you.
Right. I don't even think these people knew that the study was asking them the question, tolls on cars.
Right.
They've heard so many times in so many commercials during the campaign that it was just going to be the big tractor trailers.
Just the big trucks who come through our state, the big
right.
trucks.
Right. So a lot of these people who, this 34% is a ridiculously high, uneducated, unqualified number.
Right. Disqualified.
Channel 3 did a poll on their site. It's just a very simple thing. Do you support tolls to fix the highways? 73% no.
Awesome. But still, it should be higher.
Yeah.
It should be like 99% or 100%.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who these people are. They must be wealthy.
Right.
Where it's not going to affect their monthly living situation.
Are they only here like certain times of the year?
Or they just don't drive.
Right.
There yeah. are people who just don't drive.
They take a bus, whatever.
And when you think about it, when you're conducting a poll, who picks up the phone? They're home.
Exactly.
Right. Who's home?
Right.
To pick up a phone and say, yes, I will participate in a study.
Yeah, we also ignore the call.
I'm like, yeah, I'm busy.
Voicemail.
Click.
I just go to voicemail. It's good.
And then, of course, Ned's people spin the thing.
Oh.
Here's from, their point of, their reaction to this. Quote, the majority of Connecticut residents, over 50%, likely support tolling when they learn that the funds generated will be subject to protections such as the state transportation lockbox.
Oh, that's the BS spin they call
it. Oh, stop.
Yeah, the BS spin.
Stop.
Complete BS.
The majority of residents, over 50%, likely. The problem is people aren't educated, and I love the media here. But they're not doing a great job. This is not a toll. It's a mileage tax, first of all.
Yeah.
It's a mileage tax. Every 6 miles, there's a gantry.
Right. That's mileage.
Crazy.
In New York, you pay a toll to go over a bridge.
Right.
That's a toll.
Mm-hmm.
Or you enter Massachusetts and you pay a toll.
Right.
You're on the Mass Pike, you pay a toll. Not every 6 miles. That is a mileage tax, people.
Not a toll. Probably can't spell mileage. Is it Emily, A-L-I-E-A-A-A?
Here's my shocker. Yesterday, this is me getting in trouble. Here's the sound of me screwing myself. Yesterday, I text someone who's a high-ranking official in Hartford. Let me see if I can find this. Here it is. Yesterday, 4:02 p.m., is this toll fight worth having or is it a done deal? Response, worth having. We've been keeping it up every day as you should.
All right.
Response, is there a list of legislators on the fence? Response, I don't really know.
Oh.
You what?
You don't know?
You what?
and you're fighting, and you don't know.
So who are you fighting with?
Right!
You don't know who the enemy is.
What do we just, what do we do?
You got to know the enemy.
So who do you need to know who to convince.
You got to have a list.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Oh, please say who it is.
Do we know this person?
I respect this person. Oh, you've heard the person. They're very famous. They're highfalutin, big time political person.
Very prominent person?
No, and they're very good, but I just, that shocked me. How do you not, this is why. This is why a bad idea can just roll right through.
Yep.
What the hell?
If it does roll through, they put a toll on it.
I wanted a list. Like, look, the tribe's involved. Nobody wants this.
Nobody.
It's insanity.
We're here. Direct us.
We're here.
Mm-hmm. Right. The army's mobilized.
You have to do some of it.
Where are we going, General?
If you're a leader, be a leader.
Right. We're doing it every day. Well, if you had some actual enemies to go after, it might help.
Yeah, you should fight every day, too. It's like, okay, where's the list?
Against who, yeah.
Is there a list? I don't know. How do you not even know?
Fighting to stay here, actually.
So that was a shocker to me.
That's a mind number.
Yeah. And I want you to listen to something, and then we're going to bring on Patrick Sasser. He's been leading this fight. He started this whole thing, got us involved. We were able to stop it once. He's at it again. And he's really the face of this fight right now.
He's the Obi-Wan.
Where he's going to tell us what to do, how to do it, and what our chances are or whatever. Give us an update. But I want to play a clip from, this is a Connecticut state representative, Joe De La Cruz from Groton, New London.
You know, in fact, my wife and I have a favorite restaurant in Westerly, Rhode Island. And we make sure that when if we know we're going to eat the pizza over there, we'll drive over there and we'll buy our gas. My wife and I have a favorite restaurant in Westerly, Rhode Island. And we make sure that when if we know we're going to eat the pizza over there, we'll drive over there and we'll buy our gas. And the grocery store is very close to it. We'll also buy our groceries and get our points from Stop and Shop. So I've looked at all the options. And obviously, tolls to me is one of them. And the only one that I can actually see.
All right. Okay.
So it goes elsewhere for pizza?
And gas and groceries.
Yeah. Right. And it's Westerly.
Right.
Not Westley.
Oh, Jesus. It's a Connecticut state representative.
Yes. Is he a rep?
Yeah, no. Is he exactly. A rep? Is he really a rep?
No.
Is he really representing us or Rhode Island?
No, he's a bargain hunter.
Hey, pal, when you're over there getting your gas and your food and your pizza, stay over there.
Just stay there.
Don't come back.
Right. He even adopted their accent.
Yeah.
That's not a Connecticut accent.
I know. You're not even from Connecticut.
The pizza over there.
He probably lives there and then faked his way into the legislature.
Right.
All right, let's talk to Pat Sasser. What can we do? What's happening? Give us an update.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
A couple quick updates. People go to our website, notollct.org, or on our Facebook page. We always list events that are coming up. On March 16th, we've got a protest scheduled in Norwich, and that's going to be at 11:30 on West Main Street and Salem Turnpike.
All right, so we can go there to learn where the events are. There's an online petition, which people think could help.
Right? Absolutely.
There's
right
75,000 signatures on it now.
That's correct. We're beyond 75,000 now as of yesterday. I don't think we've updated on the site yet, but I believe we're past 76,000.
Yeah, I posted your site on our Facebook page, and I had like 700 shares. And
wow.
Oh, yeah. No, last night it started pinging off again pretty quickly. So that post you put up definitely helped us gaining a ton of attention on the petitions.
Yeah, so it's right on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. 556 shares, 100 comments. We got to do this.
We do.
Absolutely. And I think, Chaz, you're talking about a list and people to go after. We're working on that list. If you remember last year, we did the same exact thing. We compiled a list of lawmakers that we felt were weak on this issue. There are a lot
of
lawmakers.
And when we say weak, we mean not completely convinced.
Exactly.
We mean legislators who realize the impact it's going to have on families.
Yes.
These are the smart people.
Right.
We want to contact them and say, yes, you're doing the right thing by not saying yes.
Encourage them.
Yeah.
Unlike Dela Cruz, who, you know, does all his shopping in Rhode Island because it's cheaper, we do actually have lawmakers in Connecticut who, you know, I think are thinking twice about this toll issue again. It affects the people in their community, and that obviously represents their votes next year when they run for office again. So
I was thinking about this last night, and Lamont put two proposals out, and who the F does that? One is trucks, one is truck and cars.
Uh-huh.
Like, if we can't get the truck and car one through, we got the truck.
Right. Yeah, backup.
They're going to get one of them through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the saving grace of the truck one only is going to be Rhode Island's, the lawsuit. Rhode Island. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I also don't think Connecticut can afford to put all this stuff up for the small amount that he thinks they're going to raise on just trucks only.
They're making numbers up. It's insanity. And here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
And you know it's true that all of those people who vote those in will be exempt.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll have a state-owned easy pass that'll be bloop.
Exactly.
Zero.
Oh, you feel free to travel around.
Oh, yeah. Of course they're gonna.
Of course.
It has no financial effect on them.
No.
No. We cover their mileage already when they travel around the state
for
being legislator. This will fall under that same category.
Oh, yeah, we pay their gas. We pay, yeah. All right. Okay, we're linked up. Got to join the fight, or it's going to be, this is the sound of Connecticut's death bell.
Truth.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Good job, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Jesus.
Scum.
They're scumbags.
They really are.
Yeah. All right, that's probably not the best way to approach them when you're telling them not to vote for it. Hey, scumbag.
Right. Guess their attention.
Dear legislative scumbag.
Right.
Yeah. I did put in the post last night, too. You know, be polite. Be respectful.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
For now.
So. For now, and then it's AJ's plan.
Be right. Nice until it's time to not be nice.
Pitchforks and fire.
Again, they can't get all of us. It's impossible.
Yeah. Let's play a game. Phil, you'll keep score. So you got to put each of our names on a paper across the top. It's Chazzy, AJZ, AJ, Pam, and your name, Phil. P-H-I-L.
Right.
Across the top.
It's like pill with H.
Right. We're going to play a game, and you can play along. All these new taxes that are proposed in the budget for Connecticut, you get a point for each one that will affect you.
Oh, okay.
And this has nothing to do with tolls.
Right.
Oh. This is on top of tolls.
Gotcha.
Okay. So here are new taxes proposed in the governor's new budget. Okay. Legal services. Has anyone here used a lawyer throughout the course of a year?
No.
No.
Give me a point.
What did you do?
Phil, you? No?
No.
Okay. Accounting services.
Does taxes count?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what accounting services is.
Well, like H&R Block, you know.
That is.
I'm making sure.
Confirming.
I didn't want, you know. So,
cheat.
Yes.
Pam?
No.
Phil?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are such adults.
And you're joining the Coast Guard.
Yeah, really? Good luck, Coast Guard.
Yeah, I got TurboTax. I do my own.
Agricultural Science Services.
No.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
AJ doesn't either, but he knows it's a no.
I know it's a no. I buy produce.
Yeah, what if you go to a farmer's market? Is that, like, if you go to a farmer's market, are they going to tax you on what you buy there? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
Not firsthand. That might affect you secondhand. So that, I don't know. Maybe everyone gets a half a point there.
Nah,
that's not landscaping services. Mm. Agricultural services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I just don't know. All right, so I'm going to put a little question mark near this one.
I'm a zip.
What do you got?
Concerned with cultivating land, raising crops, and feeding, breeding, and raising livestock, farming the production of crops, livestock, or poultry.
Nope.
Nope.
That's a no for everybody. Right?
Okay.
Yes.
That's a no. Engineering services, no.
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 Interior design services, no.
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 Real estate activities and agents, brokers.
Nope.
Yes.
Maybe. The house finalized in December. I don't know if that still continues through the year.
Just put that one.
I would say no, because you're past that right now. You'll be good for some years.
Oh.
Pam?
No.
Veterinary services?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
You don't do a yearly checkup, AJ?
No, I'm good.
For Marshall?
Oh, for Marshall, I meant.
You don't bring Kitty in?
When he gets sick, yeah.
So, yes.
Yes.
But he wasn't sick, so no.
But if he gets sick, yes.
If he gets
sick. You have a pet.
But
Put him down as a yes.
He has not gotten as a yes.
Barbershops and beauty salons.
Nope.
Yes.
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 Cut my own hair.
Shocker.
So is the sound of your face hitting the sidewalk when you get thrown out of a third-story window.
I love this game.
Real shocker. Actually, not a shock. It was going to happen at some point. It just happened today.
Don't worry. I put you down for a zero. It's fine.
Zero. Why are you so mad about it?
Shocker. We were all thinking it. No, but I think you do a good job on your
Thank
hair.
You. It's not really much to do.
It looks great under that hat.
Shut up.
He's letting his head heal.
Exactly. And surgery done, you boob.
Looking forward to that roast.
Yes. I made you the whole room, actually.
We're going to be there till like 2 in the morning.
He didn't stop for like 2 hours.
Oh, we had to turn AJ's mic off and have him dragged up.
I'll scream.
Dry cleaning, laundry services, including coin-operated machines.
No.
Dry cleaning, yes.
Yes. So,
shirts and suits,
nope. Yes.
Nope.
Parking. Wait.
You don't use a washer dryer, Pam?
I do, but it said coin operated washer dryer. I don't use a coin operated. I use one in my apartment.
I have one in my house. Right. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even have one.
You don't go to the dry cleaners for anything, dresses or whatever.
Look at her. Look at her dress.
What dresses do I have?
Again, shocker.
As it was coming out, I was like, those dresses weren't dry.
What
cleaned.
Do I wear a dress for?
Yeah, really.
There's
you do
nothing
wear a
I go
dress
to.
Periodically, but it looks like it went through the wash.
Yeah, because
it
it's...
then sat in a hamper for a while.
Well,
just
remind
kidding.
Me you not to look... wear that dress to you, the roast, my one dress.
Well, Pam said nice. It's a dress casual.
Yeah. I don't do anything fancy. Who am I?
Now she has amnesia.
Parking.
Don't answer that.
Parking, no.
Yeah.
AJ,
there's events all the time.
You're always complaining about this. We do events. We have to park in New Haven.
Right. But I didn't park in a
Bridgeport.
Place. I didn't park in a spot where I had to pay for parking. I parked at a free parking lot.
All right, so an entire year, you're never going to...
Fine, put me down for one.
Yeah.
You get it reimbursed all the time.
Stress Factory.
True.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Jesus is not on there.
Massage therapist.
You'd use one.
And electrology services.
No.
A what service?
Electrology.
You know, when they're removing hair.
Yes.
I'm a no on this. I'm not a fan of massages.
They hurt.
It's kind of awkward. Like, one time I had a dude, and I was like, and he was, like, breathing really heavy on me, and he smelled like Subway, and I was like, get me out of here.
Well, what do you mean?
In his defense.
What kind of, what do you mean, Subway?
You know when, like, you go into Subway, and you smell automatically,
the
like, the bread? I think he just went to Subway for lunch, and then I had a massage with him after his lunch break because he smelled like Subway bread.
Oh, my God. Jennifer would find that hot.
See?
She's so into bread.
See, in Pam's defense, she passed out on the sidewalk, and that's when the guy massaged her.
I don't know. Who do you think I am? Someone just passing out all the time on sidewalks?
It's funny. Who you are has come up twice in, like, the last 30 seconds.
Well...
massage therapist, electrology services.
No.
Yes.
I'm a no.
No.
Sports, recreation, instruction, and industries. So they have a kid in sports?
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
Horse boarding and training.
The hell is that? Oh, horse boarding. Okay.
Yeah.
Then like waterboarding with horses. No.
It's a no for all of us.
No.
Travel arrangement and scenic transportation. What the F is this?
So if you use a travel agent or if you go on a train?
Oh, nope,
scenic
nope.
Transportation, travel arrangements.
Well, you went on a trip, Chad, so I would say yes to you.
No, I think Pam's right. I think if you use a travel agency.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. I stay home, so.
Services to buildings and dwellings. Who doesn't? Okay, so that's a yes for everybody. Except Pam.
Yeah, I don't know what. What?
You have your cave?
My dwelling?
Just say that after,
what says dwelling?
After each item. Just right. Say, what?
Okay.
Waste collection. Yes.
Yes.
No.
You have any garbage out?
What are you?
Is it, if it's private, do you still pay tax?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
And yes, I take my garbage out. I just don't pay for it, AJ. I hate this game.
Well, it's part of your rent, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's inclusive.
We've seen your place. You don't take your garbage out.
I do. I'm very clean.
Write this down for the roast.
Right. He's very clean.
Says the person who ate dinner off of a book.
The book was clean, Phil, so suck it.
It was a cookbook.
It actually was. I have a couple books in my dish collection.
Food, the more I eat, the better the food looks.
Right.
Kind of picture it, yeah.
All right, where are we? Let's see. Renovation, repair, residential property, repair, or maintenance of vessels. No. Winter boat storage.
Nope.
No.
No.
Increased tax on boats, increased tax on digital downloads.
Digital downloads.
Digital downloads. Yes.
Nope.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
Except AJ.
Right.
He's in 1989.
Exactly. I'm
very
happy
there. You get all your
there.
Foot pics, though.
Increase hotel
that's all free, Pam.
Occupants.
That's so all, you admit it.
That's all cell phone cameras.
Oh.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening, you're about halfway through a list of new taxes coming your way, not including tolls. Increase hotel occupancy tax. All right. So anyone staying at a hotel anytime this year?
Yes.
Yes. Trade-ins for vehicles.
I just traded in one last year.
Oh, my God.
Year.
AJ, you buy and sell cars like you're a dealership.
Actually,
that's
no.
A,
no,
that's
no,
a
no,
yes
no.
For you.
I've had cars for quite a while.
Yeah, that's a yes for you.
Well, just this year, yeah.
If I turn in my lease, do I have to pay an additional tax on top of that?
No.
Okay.
This is when you're buying a car and you're giving your existing car, the car you're using, in as a trade-in.
Mm.
So you get taxed on that car.
Right, which
like
I did.
Like a sales tax.
Yeah, I did that this year, yes.
Okay, so no, because you already did it this year.
All right, so we're about 25 items into a list of new taxes you're going to be looking at.
Wow.
Non-prescription drugs. That would be Advil, Tylenol.
We live here, yes.
Cough medicine,
yes,
cold
yep.
medicine. That's a yes for everyone.
Unanimous. Mm-hmm.
Especially families.
Yep.
Textbooks, college and professional schools.
Nope.
That's a no.
No.
Just listen to us.
Newspaper and magazines.
No.
No. Nope.
Connecticut credit unions.
No.
No. Campground rentals.
Nope.
No.
I may. You never know. I did a couple years.
Put her down as a yes.
All right.
What, where, you went camping?
You can't call it.
Yeah. I've been camping, like, a bunch of times at, like, different state parks and stuff.
Like, which one?
I don't know. There was one place in Rhode Island I went to. There was one place in Connecticut by a lake I went to.
Very specific.
I don't remember names.
Yeah, they were thrown out. But each time they put a little...
I actually did get a ticket for being loud, though.
Each time they put a little tag on her ear, though.
You got a ticket for being loud?
Yeah, they had, like, quiet hours. After. It was something after, like, 10 o'clock. So we got a ticket for being too loud after 10 o'clock at a campground where you're outside.
Yeah, why do you think we're out here?
Yeah, I'm camping.
Right.
Apparently I laugh loud.
Did you have
Everybody
a tent?
Was complaining.
Did you have a tent?
Yeah.
There's some kind of wild animal out there.
Bicycle helmets.
Nope.
Yes? Oh, I already have one, so I'm not going to buy another one.
No for me.
Nope.
Sounds like a no from everyone.
Think about this, though. If you're a parent, you got dinged on almost every one of these.
Yes, it did.
And binged. Child car seats.
Nope.
Nope.
No. You don't know, Phil.
Nope.
You're the kid losing
here
right
now. Coming, no?
No.
A couple of years down the line, I'm sure they're not going to get rid of the tax anytime soon.
That wouldn't be this year, Pam.
Vegetable seeds?
Nope.
Yes, maybe.
Well,
yes, maybe.
I always plan to plant stuff. I have a whole Pinterest plan page of all the things I'm going to plant.
Safety apparel?
No.
Yeah, I don't see me doing anything like
what?
That.
Like wrist guards? No.
Yeah, wouldn't that go with helmets? Like
again, no.
I think that would be like the folks who work on the side of the road with the vests.
Right.
And the, I don't know.
They have to buy those? They don't just give
That's
them
That's not
to
right.
Them?
No.
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
I know. Right? Okay. And then
How come they never fit right then?
Syntax proposals, including levies on sugary drinks.
Nope.
Anyone, sugary drinks.
Nope.
No.
Just water.
Electronic cigarettes.
Nope.
No.
No.
Plastic bags, in other words, the supermarket.
We bring our own, those foldable bags.
They're reusable.
And deposits on alcoholic beverages.
Are these all one, or are these different items?
Different items.
I'll buy beer on occasion.
Alcoholic, that's so. AJ's a yes. I'm a super. I should get 2 points for that one.
And you then, should.
Pam?
Yeah.
Phil?
Yeah, to a lot of those.
Yeah.
All right, what's the final score here? These are all the taxes. New taxes, additional taxes, increased taxes in the new budget, not including tolls, which will be $200 to $1,000 a month, depending on how much you commute.
Unofficially, because we ripped through a lot at the end there, but Chaz, you have 14. AJ, you have 8. Pam, you have 11, and I have 13.
Jeez.
Hmm. We're going back.
I win, but winning is losing in Connecticut.
Seriously, yes.
Yay.
So the lesson is be more like AJ.
89's a good year.
Yeah, but did he really score lower? He just doesn't know what's spent in his house.
No.
A couple of those points we forced on him.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. We should have had your wife, Pam, on.
No.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't do anything.
What's that?
We don't do anything.
Okay. We brought Street Pete back today because we didn't get to all of his parade audio.
Right.
I appreciate that very much.
Oh, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Celebrating our one-year anniversary with Pete.
Yes, it's actually this week.
Oh, look at that.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I guess you have a box of chocolates and some flowers for you.
Yeah.
We probably should. Yeah, we ate them, though.
And it's mine and Jen's birthday this week, too.
That's right.
Nice.
This was a discussion last night in the house. But I thought Jennifer was the only one on the planet who celebrates a birthday for an entire week.
Oh.
Yes. Pete is another one, so now I know two.
Hey, I'll see.
He's the 16th, so his birthday is Saturday.
Right.
She's the 17th.
See, he's her
St. Patrick's Day.
Her birthday Eve.
Right.
I don't even like celebrating mine for an hour.
No.
I'm like, yeah, I'm over it. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's move on. Yeah. Put some food in front of me.
Yeah.
Right. And bring me some friends.
Exactly. Right. And lots of alcohol.
That's it.
That yeah. Come hit up.
She's been
married.
Doing a countdown. Like,
really?
Guess what's happening in 11 days?
She's doing a countdown, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Every year.
Wow.
It's so awesome. All right. So let's go to Amber, who was at the St. Patrick's Day parade, despite the weather not being awesome.
You mind if this goes on the radio?
No, I'm fine with it.
What's your name?
My name is Amber.
Spell it.
A-M-B-E-R.
It seems like she had to pause there.
Right. A-M-B-R.
B-E-R.
Burr.
Or is it B-E-E-R?
A-M. Yeah, she was going to spell beer.
Or is it B-U-R-R, Amber?
A-M-B-E-R.
What are you doing here today?
I'm having a good time.
Well, was it icy?
Yeah.
Did you put something cold down her back? Yeah. Did you grab her neck with cold hands?
Whoa, I'm having a good time.
Having a good time.
All right, out of the car.
See, it sounded like she was going into a song.
All the
and
time.
Then
yeah.
It sounded like she was being choked.
Right.
Or she just remembered she can't sing.
Right.
And having a good time.
All right. All right.
Oh, P has a picture of her. Oh, she looks fun.
I think that's the reason why she started doing that. Mike went up to her.
Oh, Lapatina?
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, my God. Here comes Mike. Oh. Sing that again.
yeah.
Give me something Irish.
Oh, what are you doing, boyo? Oh, laddie.
Boil?
Boil.
Yeah. Someone have a boil on their face?
Yeah, sure, for Boilermaker, she had it ready.
Oh, what are you doing, boyo?
Or boyo. Like Chef Boyardee.
Boyo, yeah.
I don't know how you got that.
I don't know either.
To Chef Boyardee.
She's pretty cooked, obviously.
She was on the parade route.
Gotcha.
That's the Irish accent there.
Yes,
what are you doing, boyo?
Boyle.
Oh, what are you doing, boyo? Oh, laddie. See? I'm a lassie.
What have you been drinking?
I've been drinking some Jameson, yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's Jamaican?
Yeah.
Swedish.
Yeah.
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 Some Jameson, yeah.
Wow. She's the United Nations right
Swiss
there.
Swiss Miss, warm you up inside, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Amber.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's having a good time.
Probably sober by now.
You having a good time?
Yeah.
Your cat says?
Yeah.
Jameson, India?
No, Guinness.
Is it Jameson from India?
No, not from India. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
What does that mean, Pete?
Just with the it was just...
India?
Yeah. Oh, I was trying to make it something.
Yeah, yeah. Says yeah.
I'm not that quick sometimes.
Pete got a contact high from her, obviously.
Oh, yeah, her breath.
That's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah. Jameson from India?
No, not from India. Oh. You know what I'm saying? It's Jameson, Guinness, some Jack Fire. Because it's fire.
Wow.
Right.
It's fire. It's like Beavis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like Beavis fire. And Butthead. It's like fire, yeah.
Fire.
Am I supposed to be here today?
I'm guessing she's one of those people who are having trouble standing.
Right.
It's like you have to keep moving the phone as you're interviewing her.
She's swaying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The position of her head is moving.
Right.
Her feet
fire.
Not moving. But no. Her head's like.
Yeah, the rest of us got a party going on.
She's one of those girls that leaned forward every time she talked.
Oh.
Like a metronome, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a cold stalker. Okay, where are you going next?
You know, I might just be going to have a good time with my friends. I don't really know where we're going, you know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
It means we're going wherever the good time is.
Oh, you're going to another bar.
Yeah, we're going to another bar, maybe a friend's house where we're just going to have some drinks, but a good time no matter what. You know what I'm saying? That's what Chaz and AJ is all about, a good time.
Sing to me an Irish song.
An Irish song?
Yeah.
We say...
Hey, so you heard her sing already.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Going for two now.
I wanted her to sing.
Going for two, yeah. Double jeopardy here. Pete's a danger man. Mm-hmm. He's a danger man.
I'm taking pictures and running.
An Irish song? What would be an Irish song?
Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Who's that guy?
That guy comes out of nowhere.
Someone say Irish song.
What's your name again?
Amber.
Right, he's
Amber.
A leprechaun. He just appeared.
Yeah, really.
Irish song.
You saw him too?
I'm the song leprechaun.
Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Oh.
I like it. She doesn't know the song, but she wants to sing along.
Yeah. Good.
All right, Pete. Nice job. Happy anniversary, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, the Roast of Pam is happening Friday, April 12th at Grassy Hill Country Club. Tickets are $20, no fees, WPLR.com. We sold a ton yesterday.
Yes.
So, and they just went on sale yesterday. Just like 25 hours they've been on sale.
They expect an actual roast, though.
Sold a ton. Mm. So, get them. Get them now.
Get them.
Get them done.
Gary McNamara, former police chief of Fairfield and current security officer at some mall.
Yes.
In studio
with
now.
A segue.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And matching white socks. Yeah.
You're living right. The dream now.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. Life right. Is good.
No, you really are.
Mm-hmm. Once he puts that yellow light on top of his head, he's good.
In his other life, he likes to do stand-up, and he's very good. So
yes.
So we asked him to come up and roast Pam. So he'll be one of the roasters.
Exactly. Yeah, one of the chefs.
There. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think? Where do we, where's some material with Pam?
You got nothing.
You know, I remember being in South Carolina and on vacation at Myrtle Beach and looking out over the ocean. And tragically, a family was looking for a 7-year-old that they couldn't find in the water. And I remember seeing the Coast Guard boats and helicopters flying, looking and searching. And, you know, there was that sense that, you know, the professionals were there going to at least do all they can. And
right.
And now all I see is Pam.
Here comes Pam. Right.
You know,
right.
Everybody stay seashells. Out of the water.
Look, I found a shell.
I'm going to find her things.
I found a conch.
Everybody stay out of the water.
Exactly.
Can't even find her car in Hartford.
Right. One time.
Yeah, you can't call 911 to find out where a boat is.
This is the person. Like, if you get lost.
Right, yeah.
Or if you lose a loved one
right.
Out in the water, this is the person who's going to...
Right.
Yeah.
She'll call 911 for you. Hi, I'm not from around here.
No, you know what it'll be? It'll be like, hey, why don't you stay here, and I'll go out and look.
Right.
She'll be the one from the room watching, saying, boy, I hope they find him.
She's been going,
I
thoughts,
do hope.
Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Share this on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Yeah, let's go with this one. Plane returns to gate because woman forgot her baby.
All right. That's a biggie.
Yeah. Flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to return to the gate Saturday night when the woman on board realized she left her newborn baby in the boarding area.
Oops.
What?
How does that happen?
Yeah, really. Let's see. I got my overnight bag. I got my bag.
Ticket.
And then the babe.
Gotta have the ticket.
Right. Gotta have the ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Remember now, I put the baby down, grabbed the ticket, handed the ticket over.
How did no one else notice?
No one else.
Just walked past the baby?
Right.
But think about all the things that have to happen, right?
Yeah.
So they call your flight. Okay, now boarding.
Right.
All right, so you got to get off. You're standing in line.
Right.
Show the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, have a nice flight. Oh, thank you.
Do kids fly free?
Right. Then you walk down. You find your seat. Right.
Takes forever to find your seat, and everyone's in the way.
Right.
Right. They're all putting their luggage up.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Finally, you get to your seat. You sit down. And now, I was going to put the baby over here, but
right.
I don't have a baby to put down.
Mm. Oh, now
you're sitting
lie down
there the whole time.
Right.
It's normally like you're on the plane for like an hour before it leaves.
Like an hour.
Yeah. You didn't notice? You know, you didn't hear anything? Yeah. The kid didn't have to be fed?
Right.
Nothing?
You don't hear another baby cry and think, right.
Ooh. Exactly.
Oh, right. Mm. Or you don't see another child and say,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I knew I left the thing.
Pardon me.
In the back, in the thing.
It's like Home Alone.
Kevin! She had an excuse.
Yeah, it's true. There was a bunch of kids.
There was a...
And they all flew out of it because...
Like a thousand.
Yeah, because the lights went out and all the power went out and they were late for the airport.
So not one of the kids was like, Mom?
But did she have other kids with her?
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Well, it was a newborn. Might have been the first one. You know, first-timer's disease. Up. Oh, left the kid in the airport.
First-timer's disease.
First-timer's disease.
Up. Oh, left the baby carrier on top of the car.
God
left
damn
the supermarket.
It happened. I knew once I heard that. All those people pointing at the roof and yelling at me.
Yeah,
it's a kid in the roof again. Nah, sorry, but first-timer disease. My problem.
Yeah, if you haven't known... You know, don't you do a head count? Like, if you have a number of kids.
Right.
Like one, two, three, four.
Right.
Got it.
I got eeny, meeny, miny, where's Mo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Mo!
So then you get on the plane, you get yourself seated, and then, you know, all right, I was going to put the baby on my lap. I was going to put the baby over here.
Right.
No baby.
Halfway through my in-flight meal, I said, you know, I haven't had to feed anybody.
Right. Weird.
I'm halfway through my sandwich, and I'm like, wait.
It's like, okay, fasten your seatbelt. Okay, here's the here's the rules. This is how it goes.
Right,
right. Part of the instructions, like, if these masks drop, put it over your face before you put it over a child's face, because you want to be able to breathe so you can...
Right, regular therapy.
None of that.
None of that, no.
Clicked.
Oh, yeah, right. Where's the baby?
Right. Again, brand new kid.
Right.
And once the waiting area was all cleared out...
No one says...
And there's a baby left, wouldn't you be like, okay, let's bring this baby onto the plane and be like, is this anyone's?
Yeah, you wouldn't think, like, you know, a suspicious package is left right there.
Yeah.
Pull the bomb
this
squad.
This baby just put a bomb in its diaper.
Exactly, right. Yeah, dirty bomb.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, apparently, at some point during this flight...
They said...
The mom... Said, I forgot an important package back at the terminal.
Pardon me, sir.
Can you say important package?
Well.
Now, when you say important package, what do you mean?
A baby! The baby. I left my baby at the airport. The baby. The other white meat.
Here's a conversation between the pilot and air traffic control.
Saudi A32 from dispatch.
Good.
Sir, confirm you are returning back to the gate? Confirm reason, please.
One passenger,
she
left her baby in the terminal and she refused to continue the flight.
Okay, Roger, left her baby in the terminal. Allah, Mr.
Angel. Left her baby in the terminal?
Very calm.
Be like, wait a minute, what'd you just say?
Right.
Something. Something's not getting back to me right.
Stanley, you said there's a baby in the airport.
Say that again slowly.
I said there's a baby at the airport.
Yeah, that's fine. How does that concern me?
The woman refuses to fly without the baby.
Can I ask why she didn't just bring the baby?
Because she's stupid. Right. The first time is disease. Boob.
Yeah. Do you turn the plane around for that?
She realized when she went to breastfeed the passenger next to her.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.